Thomas from David.
对，大卫就是头一次出来表演的，这么严重。
Very good. I'm so impressed that probably most of you couldn't see his face, right? Because too short, like the stand is blocking him.
大家可能看不到他，个头太小了。
Yeah, praise the Lord that we can all learn about some skills like an instrument, and we can come in and serve the Lord.
感谢主，我们孩子们在这学音乐，也可以来侍奉我们的神。
And I've seen many of new faces recently in our church.
最近在教会里，我见到很多的新面孔。
Yeah, but some of you may not know me. My wife Linda and I served the middle school and high school students in another classroom at the same time.
可能很多新朋友也不大认识我。我跟我太太 Linda， 我们是在侍奉我们初中和高中的青少年。我们通常是在另外一个教室里聚会。
Yeah, so pardon me if I don't know your name.
所以很不好意思，如果我记不得叫不出来你的名字，请原谅我。
But we're glad that you are here with us.
但是我非常高兴看到大家。
Yeah. And last time, maybe about 3 months ago, I shared a message that I mentioned that my wife and I did not need a big house, so we downsized.
大概三个月之前我讲过到，当时我跟大家分享说，我跟我太太，因为女儿已经上大学了，所以我们觉得不需要住大房子，所以打算要把家这个缩编一下。
Right, so we moved to a smaller home.
所以我们就搬去了一个比较小的房子。
Yeah, now we've been living there for about 3 months now, and there's one thing we really like about that new neighborhood is that it's very quiet.
我们现在搬到那个新房子，比较小的房子，已经三个月了。那个地方我比较喜欢的一点就是非常安静。
Yeah. Except on the night with a heavy rain,
但是要是晚上有下大雨的时候,
lots of frogs will congregate at night singing to each other that it's raining.
一下雨, 那个整个社区里到处都是青蛙叫, 青蛙都聚在一起拼命地唱。
Yeah, we don't hear dogs and cats, but we do hear frogs.
我们在那儿听不到狗叫, 猫叫, 但是经常听到青蛙叫。
So we have frogs dwelling among us.
所以我们中间住着很多青蛙。
Yeah. So if you have a Bible with you, please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
所以大家请把圣经打开, 在创世纪第二章。
Yes, and we have a, this is a kind of new way we try to do, see if we can show these verses on the screen.
这是我们看到上面这个屏幕上出现的，也是创世纪第二章第八到九节这些经节。
Yeah. And I've also listed all these verses at the notes section of the bulletin, if you like to refer to it.
今天的周报上这些经节也列出来了，所以大家回去可以查。
And then if your neighbor couldn't find the verses, could you please help?
如果你旁边坐着的人翻不到这些经节的话，请帮忙帮他们翻到创世纪第二章。
Okay, yeah. So when you read through the creation story in the first two chapters of the Bible, you'll notice that God has created a very special place for Adam and Eve.
所以如果你在创世纪读第一章、第二章，看到神创造的这个过程，你会看到神准备了一个很特别的地方，专门是为亚当和夏娃准备的。
It's their home.
这是他们的家。
So we're going to read verse, we're going to start reading of chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
所以我们从第八、第九节开始读。
Okay, I'll read the Chinese and then Sister Li Chun is going to read in English.
我们大家一起来读第八、第九。
Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我们一起来读第八、第九。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的耳目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Okay, yeah. So God created a garden in Eden and put Adam there.
所以神是在东方的伊甸立了个园子，把亚当放在里面。
And the place had all kinds of delicious looking fruits for food.
所以这个园子里有各样的果树，上面长着美味的果子。
So Adam did not have to labor for food.
所以亚当就不需要辛苦的工作才能挣得食物。
Because God has created all kinds for him.
因为神已经把一切都供给他了。
Now, out of these many trees, the Bible calls out two special trees in the middle of the garden.
这个园子里有各样的树，但是神让我们注意，它有两种 特别的树。
The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
一个是生命树，一个就是分别善恶的树。
You know, in the Bible, when two things are listed side by side, you know it's about contrast.
你在圣经里如果读到两样东西是放在一起的话，它你就明白神这个目的就是为了让你有一个对比。
It's a competition. It's about choice.
这中间可能会有竞争，也会是有一个选择。
Okay, so we're going to read verse 10 to 14.
然后我们再读第十章，第十节到十四节。
A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there, it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold in that land is good.Aromatic resin and the onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon, and it winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates.
好，我们一起来第十节到第十四节。有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。第一道名叫比逊，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的。在那里有金子，并且那金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。第二道河名叫基逊，就是环绕古时全地的。第三道河名叫底格里斯，留在亚述的东边。第四道河就是幼发拉底河。
Right. So, without really getting into details, but this passage basically gives us a clue that Eden is a mountain.As river flowing from Eden out of four large regions.
我们可能不知道这些细节，但是从这读的这几个经节来看，这个伊甸园大概是在山上，因为这里边有河流出来，河都是从高往低流。
Right, and then because river on flat land really doesn't go too far.
因为如果土地很平、很平、平缓的话，这个河流不远的。
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then we're gonna read verse 15 to 20.
然后从第十五节到二十节。
Okay. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. The Lord God said, It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky.He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals.
好，我们一起来读第十五到二十节。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园里，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟，都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
God put Adam to care for the garden.
所以神让亚当来管理这个园子。
Yeah, I can imagine this garden is huge.
我可以想象这个园子肯定非常大。
Yeah, so Adam would definitely need a helper.
所以亚当肯定是需要有人来帮忙的。
So God created this helper Eve from Adam's rib.
所以神就用亚当的肋骨造了夏娃来帮助他。
Yeah, but that itself, that topic itself, it has all kinds of theological meaning. So I'm going to save that for another day.
这个造用肋亚当的肋骨造夏娃这个故事，其实是有很多的神学意义。我们回头可以专门的来讲。
But then God also put Adam to name all his creations in verse 19 and 20.
然后在第十九二十节里面，神就让亚当来把所有的动物生物都来命名。
So let's say God creates a peacock and brought to Adam and says, hey, what do you want to call this?
所以想象一下，神造了一个孔雀带到亚当跟前说，嘿，你打算给它叫什么名字？
And he looked at it and said, peacock.
所以亚当看看说，那就叫个孔雀。
Okay, peacock it is.
那就叫孔雀了。
How about this one?
那这个呢？
That looks like a tiger.
看起来像个老虎，那就叫老虎。
So I can imagine that you know, God will have all these animals and birds and line up to wait for Adam to give them a name.
所以你可以想象一下，神让这一切的飞禽走兽都是排着队从亚当门前面走过，亚当一个一个给他们起名字。
That's a massive classification, thousands and thousands of animals and names they have to put together.
所以你想象一下，这成千上万种动物一个一个都要起名字，要分类，其实是非常难的一事。
Yeah, and then after he gave the name, and then, I mean, can he recall the name the next time when he saw the peacock?
他如果把他这一个名字已经给了一种动物了，下次再见着动物，他想得起他给他起的什么名字吗？所以很困难。
Yeah, right, I mean, we're looking at a lot of animals here.
因为有成千上万种不同的动物。
And no wonder Adam need a helper.
所以亚当肯定是需要有一个帮助者。
Yeah. And then I'm thinking that, hey, it wouldn't be surprised that actually Eve is like an artist.And draw out the animal, and then give the animal and say, hey, whatever you name it, and now they have a record.
我想象之中啊，夏娃估计是个艺术家，她可以画画的。她把这些动物的形象画下来，告诉亚当，哎，你给这个起的什么名字？就有一个记录了，亚当不会搞错。
Right, and then when he sees the peacock, he says, okay, what did I call it? Let me look at. Oh, it's called peacock.
比如下次再见到孔雀想不起名字了，我们就查一下记录就知道了。
Yeah, but regardless, this is a project that God and humans did together.
但是无论如何，这个项目，这个很大的一个项目，是神跟人一起来合作的。
I mean, can God do it himself?
那神可不可以自己去做呢？
Of course he could, but that's not how he works.
当然可以了，因为神是神嘛，他是全能的神。但是神不愿意这样做事情。
He always wants us to work with him.
神总想要我们跟他一起来做工。
Because we were made that way, to work with God.
因为我们被造的目的就是要与神同工的。
Yeah. So, Garden of Eden is a perfect place for Adam and Eve.
所以伊甸园对亚当夏娃来讲，那是一个完美的地方。
It's their home prepared by God.
因为这神就是给他们专门造了这么一个家园。
Yeah, very specific for them.
因为就是他们自己的家园。
So there was no sin, no death, and no curse.
那里没有罪，也没有这个欠的债，也没有诅咒。
No sin and no death.
No, 也没有死亡，也没有诅咒。
Yeah, so no thorns and no thistles on the ground.
那地上也不长荆棘。
Because when they're hungry, they can just go around and grab anything that they want, you know, have some fruits or some vegetables, very healthy. So they care for the garden and the animals. So this is a very special place where the heaven and the earth met.
Mm-hmm.
This is where God will come and build a relationship with Adam and Eve.
因为神就是在这个伊甸园里，想要跟他们同行，与他们建立一个个人的关系。
Right. And heaven and earth were one at this point.
所以在这个伊甸园，天和地是结合在一起的。
Yeah. And then you notice in verse 17.
但是在第十七节，我们注意到。
God also put Adam to test whether he will live under the authority of God.
但是神也给了亚当一个测验，就是让他看是他是不是会愿意在神的主权之下生活。
Is it under his authority or he would choose you know, their own way?
他是愿意在神的主权下生活，还是自己就各行己事己
意？ Who's going to define good and evil?
谁来确定什么是善，什么是恶呢？
Is it God or Adam?
是神来定还是亚当来定？
Will Adam revolt against the creator?
那神会，亚当会不会背叛他的创造者呢？
So this test is actually very important.
这个神给的这个测验是非常重要的。
And then, if you go to chapter 3, which we're not going to do, but you know that Adam and Eve were tempted by the serpent and chose to be independent from God.
我们如果读到这个创世纪第三节第三章，我们就会知道亚当夏娃最终还是背叛了神，他们决定还是自己选择去吃了这个至上树的果子，受了蛇的诱惑。所以他们背叛了神。
So that broke the relationship.
所以这让他们跟神之间的和谐的关系被打破了。
That also broke the creation hierarchy.
他也把这个创造的这个结构给打破了。
Right? Because God, man, animal in that order.
因为神造了人，然后人来管理动物，但是这个顺序是不能打破的。
But man now listen to the animal.
但是神人是不听。
Now
人不愿意听神的话。
Yeah. Now man listen to the animal.人听了是动物的话。
人听了哦，他说到动物，这个动物指的是蛇嘛？因为人听了这个蛇的话，受了蛇的诱惑，他就背叛神。
And then
顺序打颠倒了。
Right, and then the man wants to be God.
人想要成为神了。
Right. So this whole creation hierarchy got distorted.
所以神造人的这个顺序完全是被倒过来。
Yeah. And then sin and death and curse they came to the earth.
所以这样子罪和这个死亡以及咒诅就来到地上。
Yeah. So, and then from the curse is that the thistles and the thorns will grow on the ground.
所以这个咒诅就是地上会长出荆棘蒺藜。
Yeah, and then Adam needs to labor to get food.
然后人要汗流满面才得糊口。
And then they were kicked out of the Eden.
而他们也被从伊甸园赶出来了。
And then the tree of life was out of their reach.
生命树，他们就再够不着生命树。
So heaven and earth are now separated.
现在天跟地，天堂跟我们住的这个地就分开了。
Yeah, and the rest of the Bible really is about God's plan to restore the humans are back to where they belong.
所以这个整本圣经后面的章节实际上都是在讲神在努力的想让我们人跟神的这个关系得到重建。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to get the heaven and earth back into one.
把这个天跟地再连接在一起。
For God to dwell among us.
神这样才可以住在我们中间。
Now, you know, fast forward, God found a man named Abraham.
然后我们再去这个圣经上再往前进很多的章节，我们知道神找到了一个人，亚伯拉罕。
And then he made a covenant with him.
然后神就跟亚伯拉罕立了一个约。
And then the covenant was repeated to his son Isaac.
这个神跟亚伯拉罕立的约，又对他的儿子以撒又重新立约。
And then that repeated to his grandson Jacob, which later changed his name to Israel.
亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各。也跟神有这个约，这个孙子后来的名字被改为以色列。
And then God chose the family clan of Israel to be His people.
然后神就选择了以色列的这个家族作为神的子民。
So after God delivered them out of Egypt from slavery,
神把这些以色列人从这个埃及救出来，从埃及为奴的境况之下救出来之后
，Right, and then Moses led the people of Israel to Mount Sinai to establish a covenant with God.
所以摩西就带着这些以色列人到了西奈山上跟神立了一个约。
So God gave them laws to obey.
神给了他们律法，要他们遵守。
And a very specific instruction to build a special tent called the tabernacle.
神给了他们很具体的一些这些规则，就是怎么样去给神造一个会幕。
会幕 ，Yeah, right. The Hebrew word tabernacle derived from the verb to dwell.
这个希伯来文的会幕这个词，实际上它的词根它是从这个住的这个词来的。
Yeah, right. So tabernacle means that it's a dwelling place.
会幕，它实际上的意思就是一个住处。
So it's a sacred tent where God's presence was among His people.
因为这个会幕实际上是一个神圣的一个地方，让神可以在他的百姓中间。
So while the people traveling in the wilderness, the tabernacle traveled with them.
所以当这些以色列人在旷野里面行走的时候，这个会幕是跟他们一起移动的。
And then when the people would pitch their tent to rest, the tabernacle is set up in the center among the people.
以色列人在路上就是扎帐篷在这宿营的时候，这个神的会幕也在他们中间。
Right, so people got their own tents to travel, and God got his own tent to travel with them.
神人是带着他们的帐篷，这些都是游牧民族带着他们的帐篷去旅行的时候，神的会幕也跟他们同在，神与他们同在。
Right. So God dwelt among His people in the tabernacle.
所以在神在会幕里住在他的百姓中间。
Right. So then they move forward a little bit, and then when the people settle in the promised land many years later.
然后很多年之后，这些以色列人就在神给他们的应许之地就住下了。
Yeah, and then King Solomon built a temple building in Jerusalem for God.
所以所罗门王就在耶路撒冷为神造了一个圣殿。
It has all the characteristics of the tabernacle.
这个圣殿，神的圣殿是拥有这个会幕所有的一切的特点。
And it just being much, much more splendid than a tent.
现在看起来这个神就比当年的这个会幕要辉煌的多了，是一个圣殿。
Right, so now God has a permanent address in Jerusalem.
所以神在耶路撒冷就有一个永久的居住地了。
Yeah. So after the temple was built and dedicated to God,
这个圣殿被造起来，然后又献给神以后，
and then God appeared in Solomon's dream and said this to him.
神就在所罗门的梦中出现，对所罗门说。
Okay. So we're going to read First King chapter 9.
我们现在要读的是列王记上的第九章。
So,
第三节开始
，Right? Yeah, we're gonna start in the verse three. Yeah.
我们从第三节开始读《列王记上》第九章。
The Lord said to him, Solomon, "I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple, which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
好，第三节我们一起对他说，你向我所祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中。我的眼，我的心也必常在那里。
So basically, God is saying that, "Hey Solomon, you did a great job build a house for me."
神实际上是对所罗门说，所罗门，你给我盖的这个房子非常好。
So I will live among you.
所以我要在你们中间住下。
Yeah, because he said, "My eyes and my heart will always be there."
他说，我的眼，我的心必常在那里。
And then he continues in the verse of 4 and 5.
在第四、第五节。
As for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity of heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever. As I promised David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel.
第四、第五，我们一起来读。你若效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章，我就必坚固你的国位在以色列中直到永远。正如我应许你父大卫说，你的子孙必不断人做以色列的国位。
Right. So, Solomon, here's the condition for your kingdom to last forever.
所以所罗门，这就是你的这个国位，如果想要长久、长治久安的话，这是我给你的一个条件。
Walk before me faithfully with integrity.
你必须要有诚实正直的心行在我面前。
Let me be your God.
让我做你的主。
And then goes, and then we read the 6 to 9.
然后第六到第九节。
But if you or your descendants turn away from me and do not observe the commands and decrees that I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land I have given them and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. Israel will then become a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples. This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will be appalled and will scoff and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? People will answer, because they have forsaken the Lord their God, who brought their ancestors out of Egypt and have embraced other gods, worshiping and serving them. That is why the Lord brought them all these disasters on them.
所以我们一起来读第六到第九节。第六，倘若你们和你们的子孙转去不跟从我，不守我指示你们的律例诫命，在万民中做笑谈，被讥诮，这殿虽然甚高，将来经过的人必惊讶嗤笑，说耶和华为何向这地和这殿如此行呢？人必回答说，是因此地的人离弃领他们列祖出埃及地之耶和华他们的神，去亲近别神，侍奉敬拜他，所以耶和华使这一切灾祸临到他们。
Yeah. So Solomon, if your descendants do not keep commands and worship other gods, then I will cut off your kingdom.
所以所罗门，如果你的子孙不听从我的律例典章，我就将他们从我的国中剪除。
Yeah. And this $1 million, mansion you built for me, it's gonna be a heap of rubble.
你现在给我建的这百万豪宅，回头就是一地的碎石垃圾了。
Yeah. Because I rather you to obey than to present me with a gift.
因为我要的是你要服从跟从我，而不是你来献祭。
So God said this to Solomon is the same test for Adam and Eve.
所以神给所罗门的这个测验，实际上跟当年给亚当夏娃的测验是一样的。
Right. Will you choose to live under the authority of God or choose your own way?
你们是选择在神的主权下生活呢，还是想要各行己意行事？
Right. So, well, we know that if you read through the first and second Kings, what happened to it?
我们如果读了《列王记》的上下，我们也知道以后发生的事。
Right. Solomon was followed the Lord when he was young.
所罗门在年少的时候，他是跟从神的。
Yeah. But then when he got older, his wives turned his heart after other gods.
但是他年纪渐长，他的妃嫔们就把他的心转向侍奉别的神了。
Yeah, and then his descendants, right? Some kings followed the Lord, but most did not.
他的后代也是一样，有一些是跟从神的，但是大部分他的后代都是背叛神。
And then the land was filled with idols, violence, and injustice.
所以他们的以色列人住的这个地，最后就满是偶像和这些不公不义的事。
And then God sent prophets after prophets, warning them to shape up.
所以神就一次一次的派遣先知来告诉他们，你们要回转。
So finally, after about 400 years in 587 BC,
大概四百年以后，在公元前的。
587年。The kingdom of Judah was conquered by Babylon.
犹大国就被巴比伦给侵占了。
And the temple was plundered and destroyed.
这个圣殿完全就被毁了。
Yeah. People were exiled to Babylon.
所以这些人老百姓也被掳到巴比伦去了。
So it's a pattern of what happened to Adam and Eve.
这实际上是完全重复了亚当夏娃所做的事情的一个模式。
They were forced out of their homeland.
他们被从自己的家园赶出去了。
Yeah. But then, after about 70 years of exile in a foreign land, they started to return to Jerusalem.
所以他们在这个被掳之地过了70年之后，又打算要回到耶路撒冷。
Yeah. And then if you look at the table of contents of the Old Testament, you will find the last three books in the Old Testament is the Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
我们在旧约看到这个旧约的这些书里面，最后的三本是
哈该书 Zechariah,
撒
迦
利
亚
书和马拉基书。
Mm-hmm, yeah, and these three minor prophets are for the post-exile period.
这三位我们把它叫小先知书，它是讲到的他们就是在被掳之后的这个时段的事情。
Mm-hmm, right. So under the encouragement of Haggai and Zechariah, government Zerubbabel. I say that one three times. Zerubbabel led the people to rebuild the temple.
所以当时这两个先知是哈该跟这个撒迦利亚，他们的在他们的努力之下，这个国王当时的王就允许他们回去重建耶路撒冷。
Yeah, a governor.
当时的这个州长允许他们去重建耶路撒冷。
Right. Yeah. But it was a much much smaller scale than the Solomon's.
但是他们当时的这个犹大这个地已经比所罗门时代的小了太多了。
And then after Ezra reestablished the temple rituals and Nehemiah rebuilt the walls.
然后就是以斯拉当时是建了这个城，然后尼希米带着百姓把这个殿重建起来。
Ezra reestablished the temple ritual.
以斯拉是这个先知，他已经重新建起这个圣殿里面敬拜的仪式。
And then Nehemiah rebuilt the city walls.
然后尼希米把这个犹大城的这个城墙重建起来。
Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的城墙重新建起来。
But then God's revelation stopped.
但是神对人的启示就在这结束了。
Right, because there were no more prophets after Malachi.
因为在马拉基之后就不再有先知了。
And there's no more inspired writings after Nehemiah.
在尼希米之后也不再有任何有神的启示的这些写下来的记录。
Yeah. So about 400 years, the people of Israel wondered why God has been silent.
所以有这么四百年的期间，神都是沉默的，所以以色列人也不知道为什么神这么沉默。
Yeah. Is God mad at us?
神是不是对我们生气了？
Does God still dwell among us?
神还在我们中间住着吗？
But then after 400 years later, God broke the silence in the story of Christmas.
但是在四百年之后，神就把这个沉默打破了。他这个故事带来的故事就是圣诞的故事。
He wasn't mad at his people.
他并不是为自己的子民生气。
He was just very silently preparing for his next big move.
因为他实际上这沉默的四百年之间，他一直在准备他下一个动作。
And then in Luke chapter 1, they are not one, but two birth announcements.
所以在路加福音的第一章中，我们看到的不只是一个降诞生，是有两个孩子的出生。
Right, and then both are miraculous, that shows that God is at work.
这两个孩子的诞生都是神迹，让我们看到神还在工作。
Right, the first birth announcement came to a priest named Zechariah while he was on duty in the temple.
第一个这个生下孩子的这个消息是先给谁的？先启示给撒该利亚，他当时是他是在他是个祭司，他在庙里面在述职呢。
在那个圣殿里面，
在圣殿里面还在敬拜。
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And you know, get it right. This is temple, right? So this first message came from inside the temple.
他得到的这个消息是在圣殿里面的。
Yeah.
得到的。
Right. And that's the passage that we read in the morning, right? It's the song of Zechariah, right?
我们今天早上读到撒该利亚的对神的一个祷告。
So because we're told that Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were advancing in the years.
因为我们在这个圣经里读到，撒该利亚跟他的太太伊丽莎白已经非常年长。
And then they have no children, and because Elizabeth was barren.
因为他没有孩子，因为他太太不能生育。
Their lives actually is a parallel of their ancestor Abraham and Sarah.
他们这个撒该利亚跟伊丽莎白的这个生活啊，实际上。 你会看圣经旧约，你就知道他们跟亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的生活是完全是同样一个模式。
Because Abraham and Sarah, they were old and they didn't have the children of their own.
因为在旧约里面，我们读到亚伯拉罕跟他的妻子撒拉也是年长了，但是没有孩子。
Yeah. And then, so through God's promise and miracle, they had Isaac.
但是因着神的神迹，神的这个应许，他们后来这个亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们有了儿子以撒。
Yeah. And then Isaac actually kind of started the people of Israel. So God is about to do something that significant for the people of Israel in Zechariah and Elizabeth. Because they are going to have a son and they're going to call him John. And this is the John the Baptist who will be the herald to usher in the new king to the people. And then the second birth announcement, that's the one that we're very familiar with. And this announcement appeared to a young woman named Mary, who's pledged to marry a man named Joseph.
降生的消息最早临到谁呢？是一个年轻的姑娘，她已经跟人订了婚，她跟约瑟订了婚，准备要嫁给他了。
And she would conceive and give birth to a son, and she would name him Jesus.
她叫玛丽，玛利亚，她会生一个孩子，要给这个孩子起名叫耶稣。
Right, and then he will be a king, just like King David, who will rule over God's people forever.
这个孩子就像大卫王一样，要成为以色列的王，而且会他的国位是会直到永远。
Yeah, and then of course Mary asked the angel, "I'm still virgin. How can this be?"
对这个故事我们都很熟悉，玛利亚就问天使说：“我还是一个童女，我怎么可能生孩子？”
Right, but the angel replied to her that the same Holy Spirit that brought life in Genesis creation also generated life inside her.
但是这个天使就跟他讲，在旧约里面创造的时候带来生命的这个圣灵也会给你的。
Yeah. So God is about to bind himself to humanity through the conception and the birth of this child. Right. And this is where Apostle John explains this birth. Right. So we're going to see John chapter 1 verse
14.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音的一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Yeah, Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And just let this phrase kind of sink in for a minute. God became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah, the word dwell here is the word to tabernacle, to pitch a tent.
实际上在旧约里就像会幕在百姓中间是一样的。
Right. It is a reference to the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
它其实指向的就是旧约里这个会幕。
Right. Because God wants to dwell among us, but this time it's better than a tent.
因为神想要住在我们中间，但是这次神是用 不是用一个会幕的形式住在我们中间。
Right. He's going to dwell among us as a human being, like one of us.
他想要以我们人的一个样式住在我们中间。
So why would this Almighty God lower himself and to bind with humanity?
但为什么这个全能的神要把他自己降卑住在人他所造的人中间呢？
Why would he become flesh and dwell among us?
为什么他要成为肉身住在我们中间呢？
So let me give maybe three reasons. Maybe they start with P. Easy to remember.
我想给大家有三个原因。
Start with P, so it's easy to remember. So because it's all God's plan to restore us back to Eden.
因为一向这就是神的一个计划，他想要重建这个人跟神的关系。
So the first obvious reason is to separate us from the penalties of sin.
因为所以第一个原因就是他想要把我们跟罪恶分开。
Penalty of sin.
就是罪的惩罚，把我们跟罪的惩罚分开，
right.
我们不再受罪的。
Yeah, because he needs to be one of us.
因为他这样，他就必须是我们中间的一个。
To live a perfect life to make the salvation available to all of us.
他必须要成为一个人完美的一个人，住在我们中间，成为我们的救赎。
Because all of us are like Adam and Eve.
因为我们所有的人，我们都像亚当夏娃一样。
Like the king of Judah who choose our own ways.
我们都像这些犹大的这些国王一样，我们想要选择我们自己的路。
Because our human nature is that we don't want to come under God's authority.
因为我们人性就是这样的，我们不愿意生活在神的主权之下。
But that attitude of the pride and independence will lead us to live a self-centered life.
但这种我们心里的这种骄傲，我们这种独立的这种个性，就会让我们想要自己以自我中心。
Because that is a broken life separated from the Creator.
这是跟这个我们的创造者就关系就断开的一个。
But God wants to redeem that broken life.
但是神想要救赎，把我们这个破碎的生命再重建。
So God became flesh to be the substitute for the penalty of our sins.
所以神就成为肉身，成为我们罪的一个代替品，就像一个替罪羔羊。
So Jesus lived a perfect life in obedience to God, so he could take on our sins on the cross.
因为耶稣的在地上的生活，他是完美的，他就是一直是服从神的，所以他可以作为我们的救赎者。
Yeah, because I'm supposed to be condemned.
因为我是应该受惩罚的那一个。
But he took my penalty instead.
但是他替我来承受了这个惩罚。
So when we repent of our sins and accept Jesus as a Savior and Lord.
所以如果我们悔改我们的罪，我们来接受耶稣做我们的主。
At that moment, he will separate us from the penalty of sin.
在那个时候，他就能够让我们跟我们因为我们的罪所受的惩罚来分开了。
And we are no longer condemned.
我们就不再受罪的这个惩罚了。
And then the second reason for God to become flesh and dwell among us is to separate us from the power of sin.
第二个原因就是神为什么要成为肉身住在我们中间，因为神要我们把我们和罪的权势分开。
Because we're no longer be condemned, right? That's the good news.
我们的好消息是我们不再受惩罚了。
But we still live in this broken world with all the broken people.
但是我们仍然在这个满是罪的世界里，跟这些都是罪人的人一起共同生活。
But for 33 some years, Jesus walked on earth.
但是耶稣在地上33年。
He experienced the effects of sins in our world.
他在我们的世界里生活，所以他已经看到罪的后果。
He came to his own people, but his own did not receive him.
他来到他自己的百姓中间，可是他的百姓不接受他。
Yeah, and the religious leaders who were familiar with the scriptures should have recognized this is the promised Messiah.
那时候的宗教领袖熟读旧约的，他们应该知道这就是神所应许的弥赛亚，可是他们不认他。
But they call him a fraud and possessed by demons.
他们觉得这是一个假的，而且他是被魔鬼附体的。
And he was betrayed by a close friend with a kiss.
而且他最终是被一个非常亲密的朋友因着一个亲吻就把他给出卖了。
He saw the death of his friend and he wept.
他看到他的朋友死去，他也为他们流泪。
He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
他是多受痛苦，常经忧患。
He was despised and we esteemed him not.
他是被人所藐视，我们也不高看他。
So he knew all these pain and agony, all these brokenness of this world.
所以耶稣是知道这个世界的破碎，这个世界的痛苦的。
So because of his experience now, he can empathize with our weaknesses.
因为耶 稣在这个世界真正的生活过，所以他跟我们，他对于我们的这些软弱，神是有同情心、同理心的。
So he can be the high priest between God and us, and petitioning on our behalf.
所以他就可以成为人和神中间的这个祭司、大祭司，可以为我们来向神求。
Right, he can say to God and say, "Hey, you know, Father, you know, John needs some help."
所以他可以对天父说，父亲。Johnny 真的需要帮助。
Because I know what it's been like being abandoned.
所以我因为我知道被抛弃是什么滋味。
And then he can also turn around and then because he's a high priest, he has overcome all the temptations that we're facing.
因为他是大祭司，他也面临过，他已经战胜了我们都曾经受过的那些诱惑。
Right, so he's able to give us the strength to overcome as well.
他可以给我们这样的力量，让我们也能够战胜这些诱惑。
Yeah, and in fact, when we decide to follow Jesus.
所以实际上当我们决定要跟从耶稣的时候
The Holy Spirit will live inside us.
圣灵就会在我们中间，在我们里面生活。
Yeah, we call that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们把这个叫圣灵的进驻。
Yeah, it's another dwelling.
这也是一个住在我们中间的意思。
Right. The purpose is for us to connect with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
因为这个圣灵住在我们里面的目的就是让我们也像耶稣能够从神那里得能。能力一样，让我们也有从神而来的力量。
So that our character, our nature will be transformed to be like Jesus.
所以我们的这个天性，我们的这个本性就可以变得越来越像耶稣。
And then when we face temptations, we have the power to say no.
我们在面临一些诱惑试探的时候，我们也可以说不。
So and then when we're facing trials, that we have the strength from the indwelling Holy Spirit.
当我们在面临试探的时候，我们可以从圣灵那里支取力量。
So when we come under the authority of God, and that's when He will separate us from the power of sin.
所以当我们与神重新连接的时候，神就可以把我们和我们的罪的这个权势分开。
And then the final reason for God to become flesh and dwell among us is to separate us from the presence of sins.
第三个原因就是为什么道成肉身住在我们中间。第三个原因是让我们从和罪分开，让罪的同在分开。
In the last two chapters of the very last book of the Bible, we have a glimpse of what yet to come.
我们在这圣经的最后一本书启示录的最后两章二十一、二十二章中，我们会看到即将到来的新天新地是什么样的。
Yeah, so we're going to turn to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 4.
所以我们要读的是启示录的二十一章第一到四节。启示录二十一章一到四节。
Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people."And he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
我们一起来读启示录二十一章一到四节。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。”也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过
去了。
Isn't
this beautiful?
这是不是很美好
？Yeah, God's new dwelling place is among the people, and He will dwell with them.
神的帐幕要在人间，他要与人同住。
Yeah, and then we're going to go to the next chapter, 22, verse 1 to 3.
然后我们还要读这个启示录二十二章的一到三节。
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as a crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.
我们来一起读二十二章第一节。 天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万灵。以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
Right. So here's a picture of Eden.
我们看到的实际上就是伊甸园的一个画面。
The river flowing down from the center.
因为这个中间流着这条河。
Right. And then the missing tree of life reappeared here.
我们之前就看到消失的生命树又在这里出现了。
Right. So heaven and earth once again become one.
就是天堂跟我们所住的地又一次结合在一起。
Yeah. Eden is restored.
所以伊甸园被重建了。
No more tears, no more death.
也不再有眼泪，不再有咒诅了。
And God one day will separate us from the presence of sins.
神有这么一天，神会把我们与罪的同在完全的分开了。
So as we celebrate Christmas season, I'd like to invite you to ponder the wonders of Jesus.
我们现在在庆祝圣诞的这个季节里，我想要你跟我一起来思考耶稣的降生。
So God became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身。
And to separate us from the penalty of sins, we call that justification.
把我们和这个罪的这个惩罚给分开，是我们把它叫做义。
因信称义都可以。
因信称义。
Yeah, right. And separate us from the power of sins, sanctification.
把我们和把和从这个罪的权势分开，这个叫做
成圣。
成圣。
成圣。Yeah. And to separate us from the presence of sins, glorification.
把我们和罪的同在分开，这个过程我们把它叫做荣耀，与神同得荣耀。
So God became flesh to restore us back to Eden.
所以神成了肉身，是为了让我们重新回到伊甸园。
Have you noticed that God really, really wants to dwell among us?
你注意到吗？神真的是很想要住在我们中间。
Yeah, that God really, really wants to get closer to us.
因为神真的是想跟我们接近的。
Yeah, He wants to remain in us.
他想要。在我们中间这样住下去。
Yeah, he does not abandon us, or he does not leave us.
他没有离弃我们，他也不会离开我们。
That's because we were made to be with our Creator.
因为我们被造就是为了与我们的造物者同在。
To remain in Him.
让我们能够跟他在一起。
To get closer to Him.
跟他更接近。
Yeah, we are made for Eden.
我们是为了伊甸园而造的。
Heaven and earth are supposed to be one.
天与地本来就该是结合在一起的。
God became flesh to make it possible for us to return.
神道成肉身，就让我们能够有这个可能性，可以回重回伊甸园。
Right. So, if you are not yet a believer, first of all, I'm glad that you are here.
如果你还没有信主，我很高兴你今天跟我们在一起。
And I hope that you will seriously consider to know who this Jesus is.
我想要邀请你能够。严肃地去想一想，这位耶稣到底是谁
？Because he relentlessly pursues you because he loves you.
因为他不断地在追寻你，因为他爱你。
Yeah, because my sincere prayer is that you will let him dwell in you and you in him.
所以我的祷告，我的真诚的祷告就是，你能够让神住在你中间，你也住在神里面。
And if you'd like to know more about it, just talk to one of us.
如果你想要了解这个圣经，了解神更多，你就跟我们中间任何人都可以交谈。
And we'll be more than happy to introduce Jesus to you.
我们就会非常高兴地把耶稣介绍给你。
And if you are a follower of Jesus, brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father still pursues us.
如果我们已经是主里的弟兄姐妹，我们的天父还是想要追寻我们。
Respond to His pursuit.
你要对神的这个对你的这个寻找，你要有回应。
Get closer to Him by maybe reading the Bible more often.
你要跟神要想更接近的话，我们要读经。
Or maybe even go deeper, study it.
甚至要再更进一步，我们来学习圣经，查考圣经。
And maybe pray more often.
要更多的祷告。
And serve more often.
甚至更多的在教会侍奉。
And maybe you notice that someone hasn't been around, hasn't come to the church lately. Maybe give them a call.
如果你看到某个人可能很长时间没来教会了，也许你给他打个电话。
Yeah, maybe I donate some non-perishable food that we're still collecting.
所以，或者是给这个盒子里头再放一些这些不会坏掉的食物，这些罐头啊，去作为捐赠。
Mm-hmm.
因为 Robert 还在收集呢 ，Robert 今天在这儿。
Yeah, right. And maybe we just want to be generous to share with what we have with other people.
或者我们就是很慷慨的，愿意分享我们所有的。
Yeah. God became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
It's something so amazing that he would do that to restore us back to Eden.
这多么奇妙！他这样做是为了能够让我们重建这个关系，让我们重回伊甸园。
Yeah, because he did that because he loves us so much.
他这么做是因为他爱我们。
Let's respond to him.
我们让我们来回应神的这份爱。
Yeah, and let's get closer to him in this time of the year.
在今年每年的这个圣诞季节，让我们越发的与神更接近。
Okay, all right, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we thinking about this topic of dwelling among us, we just so wonder that you really want to be with us.
主啊，今天我们看到这个题目，住在我们中间，我们就看到你是多么希望能够住在我们中间。
So help each one of us to get closer to you.
帮助我们每一个人都能跟你更接近。
Because when we closer to you, we realize that your love is just so abundant, we just get overwhelmed.
我们跟你越接近，我们就越感到你的爱是如此的无边无际。
So help us that our lives also change so that we can be more like you.
主啊，帮助我们改变我们的生命，让我们更像你。
And we thank you that this, during this time we ponder, Jesus, you became a baby born in a manger. It's just so amazing.
主啊，就在这个圣诞季节，让我们看到耶稣以一个小婴儿的身份来降临到世上，是多么的奇妙。
So you want to be one of us so that you can bring us back to the Father.
你想要成为我们中间的一个，这样才能把我们带回伊甸园。
And we thank you for this gift.
感谢主给我们这样的礼物。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.